What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. And an alert reader, rather a listener, just wrote on in and identified the Miami Vice episode that I was referring to. It was called Prodigal Son. It was a two-parter. And the scene I'm talking about was in part two. This was in 1985, the middle of the second season. And he sent me a link where you can watch the whole episode. And I'm going to put it over in Reader's Letters, which will be updated at the end of the show. So you can go in and look at it. I remember there used to be an excerpt of just that scene on YouTube, but I'm unable to find it right now. Getting on back to the news here. Defense Secretary Mattis today has issued a statement condemning Russia for its military deployments within Russian territory, saying such moves are destabilizing, even though the moves are part of a planned and announced upcoming war games. But it's destabilizing here. Now, come on. Come on. Who is putting their weapons along whose borders? Have you seen any Russian warships cruising the Gulf of Mexico? Or within eyesight of the California coast? Is Russia sending tanks and artillery into Canada on their side of the border with the United States? Ditto into Mexico on their side of the border with the United States? It is not Russia who is destabilizing the world. And for Mattis to come on out there and basically say Russia shouldn't move military assets around inside their own territory, when the U.S. is sending military assets all over the globe, does he really think people are going to buy into this nonsense? I don't think so. Or if he does, then the man is delusional here. Very clever little bit of propaganda being done over in Ukraine. Apparently, the Eastern Ukrainian republics have managed to work out a system where they can mass send text messages to these cell phones being carried by the Ukraine soldiers. And they're sending out messages like they'll find your bodies when the snow melts, which if you're under fire at the time could be a little bit unnerving, but it's a very clever thing to do. It's sort of the cyber equivalent of dropping pamphlets on the enemy. Now, getting on over to the other side of the world here, China is amassing new anti-warship missiles, as we seem to be irrevocably on the road to World War III. And the situation between China and the U.S. and North Korea is starting to get very, very murky, because the U.S. was counting on China to help rein in North Korea, and China is doing that, but at the same time, the U.S. is still pushing on China regarding the South China Sea, even though there are multiple treaties that say those islands belong to China. And those treaties go back to the end of World War II. The problem we have here is a government that has no respect for any treaties, including the ones they themselves have signed. Now, we are getting word that Russia's new S-500 missile system is undergoing final testing before deployment. And this sounds like a really amazing thing if it lives up to the hype. Apparently, it can engage targets in the upper layer of the atmosphere, 62 miles above Earth's surface. I saw another report which said it could, in theory, hit a low Earth orbiting satellite. And it has a range of more than 370 miles, and it fires far more rapidly and tracks many more targets than the older S-400. I really don't think we should be getting into a war with those folk. Now, over in Israel, as you know, lately there have been a whole slew of new questionable killings of Palestinians where the Israeli police or the IDF will say, well, they were attacking us with a knife, they were doing this, and the witnesses will say, no, they weren't even close together. The Israelis just hauled up and shot them. And very alarming article out of Desert Peace. Apparently, the Israeli police have this new ride-along program for fifth graders that train them in the correct way to take down an assailant armed with a knife and then verify the assailant is dead. These are fifth graders they're talking about. That's a little out there. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Mike, aloha.
Look, listen, I don't know, you know, I understand Roger Stone was on Alex Jones on InfoWars. He claims that the master system is laid out. This guy seems to be, this idiot wanted to put 150,000 more American troops into Syria. Supposedly Trump stopped it. That's what Roger Stone says. First of all, there's a couple of things. I don't know why Russia is even allowing this. They should put their red line in there and say, no, you're not coming in.
No.
Like this.
Hang on, before you go any further. Putin is trying not to escalate the situation. It's all being escalated from the side of the United States. And, I was hearing that a lot of the White House insiders, the ones who are not part of the neocon machine, are actively trying to find ways to get some of these people out, like McMaster's, and he's the new target. And remember, the only reason McMaster's is in there is because they were able to get Michael Flynn out. And
exactly.
Now it turns out Flynn was completely innocent of any wrongdoing, and I would like to see McMaster's fired. And Trump asked for Flynn to come back on in. But if Trump did put a stop to McMaster's plan to start escalating the war, then it's another indicator that we may finally be actually seeing the Donald Trump we voted into that office.
Yeah, well, Flynn understood from the get-go about what was going on in Syria, and he warned about it. He had warned, that's one of the reasons he fell out with Obama, because he told Obama to stop arming these terrorists, and Obama just went about doing what he wanted. Now, I got this message for American troops, okay? First of all, you know, having been in the military myself, I would not join the military today. Anybody who's thinking about joining the military should really think about it many different times, all right? Because you're not going to be defending this country. When doing stuff like this, not defending, going into places like Syria like that, And arming terrorists, rather than defending the country, you're hurting the country, you're endangering the country, and you're endangering other countries. The other thing is, people in the military, I'm hoping that they start to get in this. You know, it almost happened in 2012 with when they were talking about bombing Syria after that phony gas attack at that time, and you had troops all over the place, posting on Facebook and Twitter and saying, we're not going to be the Syrian Air Force. We're not going to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. That time they didn't even know about ISIS yet. We hadn't invented ISIS yet, or the Israelis or the Saudis, whoever invented ISIS. And they that's one of the reasons they stopped, because they were worried about a full-fledged mutiny. And also, you know, during the Vietnam War, what ended the Vietnam War finally, is not what people tell you. It was troops mutinying all over the place, and not only that, a lot of what you call fragging at the time, shooting their officers, top and NCOs that kept getting them into firefights or being too gung-ho, a lot of them just didn't want to go on the field anymore. I mean, this is what's going to happen. This is what they're going to cost, because we're not really a militaristic nation. The people in this country don't want war. We're sick and tired of these people, these warmongers. As far as I'm concerned, they can all go to hell. They're not defending this country. They're hurting this country's interests. That's all they're doing. We don't need to keep funding this monster either. We should actually cut the military budget, I think, by half, instead of giving it more. And we'd still have, Russia only has $48 billion they fund their military with. And from what I can see, they'd probably kick our ass in the localized war. Nuclear war, nobody would win. But I just don't understand it. Cut that damn military budget once and for all, and let's stop this nonsense. Let's withdraw our troops from all over the world. We don't belong in these places. What was that sailor got killed the other day in Somalia? For what? What did he die for? He died for nothing. He wasn't defending this country. I'm sorry. I know people don't want to hear that. How was he defending the United States of America by being all over there in Somalia, helping one terrorist army fight another terrorist army in a country that's in turmoil? Can you tell me that? How he was defending the United States?
Well, he wasn't. He's defending U.S. business interests. And more and more, when we talk about, you know, why are we attacking these other countries on the other side of the world? They haven't attacked us. And you'll say, well, they're a threat to our interests. But the interests are not our. The interests are those of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex, and money junkies in general. And they're trying to convince you that it's perfectly acceptable, even patriotic indeed, to allow your children to be killed and crippled in order to make rich people richer than they already are.
Yeah. You know, Mike, it really hurts me to have to say stuff like this. It really does. Because I love this country, and I love, I still love the military. I mean, the military does, as a whole, defend this country if it was in this country defending this country. But it's not defending the country going around the world. If anything, it's making things a lot less safe, because you're creating terrorists even when you're where you don't have terrorists by doing this. You're creating the thing about you're creating a situation for the refugees in Europe and the United States.
Yes, you are.
You're not making this country safe. They're actually hurting this country. They're not protecting this country. And I'll be honest with you. After 9/11, as soon as my kids got old enough to join the military, a few years later, one of my sons joined. I didn't discourage him because at the time I believed. He's out now. Now he's a lot smarter. He joined the Air Force at the time, believing that he was going to, you know, help avenge what happened in 9/11. And believe it or not, at that time, I believed it, too. I thought 9/11 was legit. I thought we were really attacked by a bunch of Muslim terrorists. Now I realize, no, that wasn't it at all. I don't know who attacked us, but it wasn't these so-called Muslims. Now, they may have been pawns. They may have been used for a degree, but it wasn't them. I would have never encouraged him to join the military. As a matter of fact, when the recruiter went to his high school and started, I'd have told that recruiter to get lost. We'd have had some words, you know.
Well, unfortunately, schools are required by law to allow the recruiters on the campus. They can't refuse, or they lose their federal funding. And again, we don't even know who was actually doing 9/11. We know that some of the accused Muslim perpetrators turned out to still be alive after 9/11. On one of the planes, on the entire plane, when they were using DNA to identify the bodies for burial, they didn't detect any Muslim DNA at all. And so this idea that Muslims had something to do with 9/11 was bogus right from the beginning. But again, go back and look at the history.
Well, I suspect there were Muslims involved.
Go back
and
look.
They were the Saudis, together with the Israelis and with our government.
Okay, let me finish this thought here. Go back and look at the history of how the United States government gets you to go to war. It's a lie, a fraud, a hoax. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, the Lusitania wasn't smuggling weapons to Britain in violation of neutrality. Pearl Harbor was a complete surprise. Saddam Hussein has nuclear weapons. Assad has sarin gas, blah, 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 blah.
The one thing I disagree with you about is Pearl Harbor. The only reason with that is we risked our whole Pacific fleet. I don't think they understood the importance of aircraft carriers yet at that time.
You need to remember when the Japanese arrived here at Pearl Harbor, all the modern ships were out and away off to the southwest, out of range of the Japanese strike force. Everything that was still in the harbor was junk, holdovers from World War One. The USS Iowa, which was the Arizona's sister ship, had already been taken off combat status. It was being used for gunnery training. And basically, they set up these old junker ships to be the targets for the Japanese attack. And all of the modern carriers and their modern auxiliaries were sent way out to sea to keep them safe.
Yeah, but the carriers, they didn't realize how important the carriers would be at the time. The only countries that had carriers at the time were the United States, Britain, and I believe the Soviet Union might have had them. I'm not sure. I don't even think the Germans had aircraft carriers at the time. And the Japanese.
But the Japanese did. The Japanese did. The Japanese saw the value. Anyway, listen, I got to let you go. I've given you a lot of time here. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to go to Fred in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you got me, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. That previous caller, he just summed it all up clearly. And I will be modest. We got this jerk in the morning warmongering and going on and glorifying, jump and die, and then send your sons over there. That is insane. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Well, yeah. I remember Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler was a good soldier, very popular, rose through the ranks. And after he retired and he had the freedom to tell the truth, he wrote this little article called War is a Racket. You can hunt it down online, where he basically said nothing he did in his career was about protecting America from enemies. It was about going into other countries and overthrowing governments who were not friendly to American oil interests or American banks. And that was what his entire career was all about. The reality is that the United States is safe from actual attack because of our nuclear deterrent. My parents' generation was forced to fork over $5 trillion, and that's back when a trillion was really a lot of money, for the SSBNs, the Minuteman missiles, the bombers, all of that, on the promise that this would prevent this nation from ever coming under attack by another country. Well, if we've got that, then we don't need any of the other branches of military, do we? Because we are safe from attack. Somebody attacks us, we nuke them. And the United States is, in fact, the only country in the history of the world to use nuclear weapons on another country. So it's a credible threat. All of the rest of the military, the foreign bases, the carrier groups, and all the rest of it, are about going into other people's countries and taking things away from them. That's what it's about. All right, one more phone call. Fran in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, nui nui, Michael.
Aloha,
hey,
nui nui.
One more thing about 9/11. The architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, and I'm not sure if it's a com or org, but it's AE 9/11 Truth.
It's an org.
It's an org. I kind of thought so. They found thermite residue in the dust of 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
And thermite is what the demolition people use to bring down a building.
Well, it's one of the things that they can use, but it's most assuredly something that shouldn't have been in the ruins of the building if they were brought down by an impact by a passenger jet. And you need to remember that the Twin Towers were designed to survive an impact by a passenger jet, an even heavier passenger jet, because there had been a prior incident where an aircraft had actually crashed into the Empire State Building. So the idea that those towers were going to come down from these aircraft impact, that was already pushing it a little bit. But yes, they found evidence of thermite. We have photos showing the load-bearing members in the towers with clear signs of demolition cutter charges on them.
I have a copy of that photo of the firefighter at Ground Zero.
Yes.
with the rectangular beams cut on about a 45-degree angle behind him.
Yep.
With molten metal dripping down from the perfectly straight cuts.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, and have a happy Pauhana Friday and weekend, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Now, the other day we reported on this report that had come on out saying that since the end of World War II, since World War II was over, the U.S. government has killed 20 million people in 37 other countries. And it turns out that report was only giving the low end of the estimate, because now we're finding that the report actually said it may be as high as 30 million people in 37 different countries killed by U.S. military interventions. That's a lot of people. In fact, that's World War scale right there in and of itself. If you look at how many people died in World War II, it was a lower number. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about the media and culture here just a little tiny bit. There's an interesting article over at townhall.com, and it talks about the unraveling of civil society from Johnny Carson to Stephen Colbert. And they're basically saying you need to actually do a comparison between the two shows. Johnny Carson was a show that anybody could watch, including children. They didn't get nasty. They didn't use obscenities. It was playing to an entire family in an age where adults felt they had to set a good example for the next generation. And we seem to have gotten away from that. And it's indicated, again, comparing Carson to Colbert or a lot of what's on the media right now. And so it's hardly any surprise the nonpartisan research group PRRI did a study which found that the majority of Americans believe the United States is losing its culture and identity. And the media is partly to blame. The influx of refugees and immigrants, these overt actions by the government to erase icons of our history and culture, like all the Confederate monuments. Our society is being torn down from within. Apparently, YouTube is continuing to demonetize almost all political speech. There's a war going on between the corporate media, the controlled media, and the independent media, and it's getting ugly out there. It really, really is. All right, let's turn to the economic news here, because it's not particularly pleasant, but we're going to get into it. Moody's has now slashed the ratings on six Canadian banks out of fears of asset quality deterioration and soaring household debt. Now, household debt is a problem all over, and it's, again, it's an artifact of private central banking. The phrase asset quality deterioration is banker speak for assets were overpriced in order to use as collateral. And that may be why Moody's did this. Of course, looking at how forgiving Moody's was of the mortgage-backed securities fraud in 2008, it may be that we're starting to see more indications of an economic war between the United States and Canada. And that is a very, very troubling thing indeed. But where we are right now, basically the condo market, housing market is collapsing. The world's largest oil trade says there's no growth. There's no growth whatsoever. Credit is breaking down. Retail is a disaster. JPMorgan Chase is telling smaller banks to combine deposits because there's going to be a problem later this year. Even JPMorgan is saying there's a big whoopsie on the horizon. Now, apparently Coinbase, which is one of these virtual currency brokers, is all of a sudden unable to fill orders. And it's raising the possibilities. Failure to execute. Did somebody guess in the wrong direction? Was it a scam? Which is always have to keep an eye out for. We live in an age of scammers. The scammers are the only ones making any money. Anybody trying to earn an honest living is in serious, serious trouble. British Telecom is getting ready to axe 4,000 jobs across the globe. And a lot of this has to do with profits that plunged 19% over last year. And apparently some of that is still an after effect of a situation where British Telecom was caught throttling bandwidth, not giving their customers the bandwidth the customers thought that they were paying for, which is getting to be pretty much a problem everywhere. We're still dealing with the after effects of Spectrum. If you go to Down Detector, Spectrum's is the problems are growing. Whatever's going on at Spectrum, it is getting worse. They're not able to get a handle on it. And I did another speed check on my internet feed. I'm getting only 10% of the bandwidth I pay for. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse so every
day. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy. Snapchat has had a bit of a problem. Their first earning report, they lost $2.2 billion with a B. But the real news is over at Macy's. They've reported a $45 million loss, and they're screaming that foot traffic continues to dwindle. They're still trying to lay it off on online sales, but online sales really only account for 2% of economic activity in the retail sector. And apparently Macy's is probably going to close another 100 stores. But what's going on here is kind of simple, and it's twofold. First of all, and I don't know why our nation's economic planners do not understand this, there is no more money out here. Everybody out here is living hand to mouth. We're just barely able to pay the rent, just barely able to put food on the table. We don't have money left over to go on into Macy's and buy a bunch of stuff. The era of conspicuous overconsumption is gone. The second problem is that as Macy's has tried to maximize profitability to keep their stockholders happy, the quality of goods being sold in the Macy's stores, at least the one that we go to, has been noticeably in decline. Some of it just looks like punched metal junk. No finishing. I'm about 2-3 years ago, I think I talked about where I had quit trying to have these modern computerized coffee makers because the little gold baskets kept failing and you could never get a replacement. And so I went back to a standard coffee press. And the first one I got, I bought at Macy's. And after only a couple of weeks, the little plastic lacquering around it began to peel away. And I didn't want that floating in my coffee. So that's what I'm talking about. And I went back to Macy's and I said, these things are defective. When you put hot water in them, this little plastic covering over the metal is going to start peeling away. And they said, oh, okay, fine. Next time I went back, they were on the clearance table. They were still selling them, knowing there was a problem. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Lenny in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Okay, listen. Excuse me. Two things I want to say. Pertaining to 9/11 and the people who are asking, or who are saying to themselves, I have no idea who committed 9/11. Well, here's my rule of thumb for determining things as such. Think like a good detective would think, okay? The first thing they ask themselves is, who stands to benefit?
Yes.
Then take a good look at who's benefited. And that should give you the answer who was behind it, okay? One.
Yes.
And two, when you spoke about the demoralization, okay, I know that true art ever really having a moral standard elevates the soul. It's almost as if it's a planned thing to demoralize humanity. Okay, devalue, just take us down to the depths of hell when it comes to morality. When you were speaking about Johnny Carson and Stephen Colbert, you don't even have to go that far back to Johnny Carson, and you were right. I was a kid. My mom let me step and watch Johnny Carson because she thought he was funny and he was clean. But Jay Leno was the same thing. And if you notice, none of the people ever beat him, be it Jimmy Kimmel, be it Bill Maher, be it David Letterman, be it anybody they tried to put in his place. They never beat him in the ratings, but they got him out anyway. Okay? Because I think it's because he stood for a standard.
Yes. Well, I remember there was a lot of politics around Jay Leno, and there was a lot of bad blood left over from the fight for the Tonight Show between him and Letterman.
Yeah, but hey, if, you know, I think Jay Leno proved his worth. You know, Letterman didn't beat him, did he? Over 20-something years, they competed.
Well, Letterman had, I think if I recall correctly, and this is a long time ago, I think Letterman good ratings initially, and then Leno took over and maintained the lead after that. After a while, we started to see the face of television change. And anybody who wasn't going to go along with the political agenda was basically eased out.
And you know, I mean, I still watch what they call antenna TV. I don't know if they have it over there in Hawaii. But, you know, you can watch a good Andy Griffith episode. And I remember the one Andy Griffith episode when Opie got his first slingshot and he killed the bird. And he was happy and proud to come home and show his pa, Andy, that he had killed the bird. But then Andy said, I want you to listen to this. And they stood on the porch, and you could hear the baby birds crying in the distance. Okay, and Andy explained to him that because of what he did, those little birds wouldn't survive because he had killed their mother. And then
yes.
Opie, the rest of the episode was him about him raising the birds and setting them free at the end. What a moral story, okay? And this is what I'm saying. It's almost as if we've gone down to total dystopia now. They don't want anything of morality, okay? Which tells me that there's a bigger game at play here.
I agree with you. I absolutely do agree with you. The United States, as it is today, is certainly, in terms of its culture and morality, it's not the country that I was born into. And it does seem like our corporate media is encouraging this decline of our culture. And we're seeing all this violence in the streets. We're seeing the fanning up of racial tension. We're seeing the liberal crybabies out there with this idea that all they have to do is threaten violence and scream and cry, and they can get whatever they want, like a free pass on their final exams or a blacks-only area on campus, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the show. Anyway, listen, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and I'm going to get on back here to the news. We're still talking about the economic news. Perhaps on the basis of Macy's earnings report, Wall Street took a little bit of a tumble today. The retail numbers, they're not good. People are not buying things. And it's not the fault of the online retailers. It's because we have no money left. And I don't understand why people are not getting that. Most Americans, that includes Claire and I, we're just hanging on. We don't have the money to go on out and buy stuff. In fact, right now, half of my wardrobe is T-shirts that were sent in as gifts by the fans, okay? But, I mean, that's where it is. People have to have money to go to the shopping malls. And, again, going all the way back to 2008, when the mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed, everything the U.S. government did was absolutely the wrong thing for the economy as a whole. It was great for the Wall Street bankers, and for those members of Congress whose stock portfolios have shares in those Wall Street bankers, but it was terrible for the economy as a whole. When that whole mortgage-backed security fraud fell apart, if the U.S. government, instead of taking trillions away from the American people to give to the bankers so the bankers could loan it back to the American people at interest, if they had gone to the Wall Street banks and said, you made this mess, we're going to take the money away from you, and we're going to give it back to the American people, then nobody would have missed a mortgage payment. There wouldn't have been a mortgage crisis. People would have had money to go down to the shopping malls and buy products, hopefully made in America. They would have been able to buy new cars. There wouldn't have been an automotive bailout. People would have made their credit card payments. There wouldn't have been a credit problem. But everything that has happened since 2008 was because of this policy of plundering the American people to keep Wall Street happy. And you can only go back to that well so many times. And the well is dry. Our current economic system is designed to take wealth out of the pockets of the people and drive it up to the top and keep it there. And it doesn't do the economy as a whole to have a big stinking pile of money over just a very few families. For an economy to perpetuate and be healthy, there must be a recycling mechanism by which that money accumulated at the top comes back down to the bottom, so that ordinary working and middle class people can trade their labor for decent wages and salaries so that they can take that money and pump it back into the economy at the bottom. Prior to 2008, 60% of the U.S. economic activity was consumerism. That's how important it was to make sure Americans had money to go on buying things at the shopping malls. And I guess our award-winning economists can't see that. Anyway, apparently Winn-Dixie's parent is going to close 20 of their stores, considering layoffs as the grocery industry is the next sector to get crushed. I'm not sure about that. People do have to eat. And in so many parts of the country, it is now illegal to try and produce your own food on your own ground, on your own land. In parts of the California's Bay Area, $105,000 a year is now considered low income. The cost of living goes up. The average wages and salary continue to drop. Obviously, there's a crossover point where the system is going to break down, and we are getting there. Apparently, in the Bay Area, there's actually a treehouse, and it is a nice treehouse. Okay. Apparently, it was built back in 1913, and it's been upgraded and improved. You've probably seen this reality show about this guy who goes around and builds these really nice tree houses. One of those. It's on the market for $679,000. This is a tree house. Amazing. Right now, story from Dr. Housing Bubble, nearly 40% of 18 to 34-year-old Americans are still living with their parents in California. Most of them are working, but they can't earn enough to rent their own home, let alone buy a home. That's how bad the economy really is. The American dream is all but gone. It's available in other countries, not here. And with all of these young millennials, 18 to 34, still living with their parents, not renting, not buying homes, why are rents and home prices still going up? I think the speculators are at it again. We're seeing the same froth up in real estate prices that preceded the 2008 collapse. The money junkies love bubbles. They blow a bubble, they ride it up to the top, they get off just before it bursts, they make money, everybody else loses. And they're not going to stop doing it because every time they cause one of these meltdowns, they are not the ones forced to pay for it all. You are. That's what TARP and QE and bailout and all of this is. It all comes down to taking money away from the American people and giving it to the banks so the banks can loan it back to the people at interest. It's a great deal for the banks, terrible for the American people. Now, Aetna Incorporated is now quitting the Obamacare markets. And they've gotten on out saying that they've lost $200 million on this deal. The health insurance companies thought they were going to get rich off of Obamacare, but those Obamacare-compliant health insurance policies are hideously expensive with sky-high deductibles. Most people will never actually use that policy unless they have a serious illness or injury. Their normal annual medical care doesn't meet the deductible, so they're getting no benefit from it. So, of course, if you have a product that costs a lot and is of no benefit, what do? You get the government to order people to buy it. But a lot of people simply chose not to buy it and accept the IRS penalty instead. Obamacare is a disaster. But the liberal Democrats are still out there. We want our Obamacare. And it has nothing to do with whether or not it works. It's all about turf. This is our accomplishment. This is President Obama's signature achievement. Now, Marine Le Pen has now gone public saying what we have been hearing for the last few days. The French election was rigged. They have been looking into this issue of the torn ballots. And the way this all worked is there were stacks of ballots for Marine Le Pen and for Macron. And the idea is you'd take a ballot and you would with one of their names and you'd stick it in the counting box. That was it. Very simple, very transparent. Unfortunately, the Le Pen ballots were being stolen from the public polling places. There was even some guy shot a video of himself stealing all the Le Pen ballots. Now, a lot of vote by mail, something went really weird because one-third of all the ballots sent out to voters were torn at the time of mailing. They arrived at the citizens' homes already torn, and under French law, a torn ballot cannot be counted. And so this is 60% of the available Le Pen ballots were spoiled. They even announced on the day of the election there was a huge problem with spoiled votes, but they were all Le Pen votes. There was not one single report of a Macron ballot arriving in the mail torn. They're stealing elections. They don't even care if you notice it or not. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, more than 50% of Brits are convinced that the European Union is trying to derail Brexit in the coming June elections. New poll from YouGov. It basically says the British people suspect the European Union is trying to influence the outcome of the general election to get the Brexiteers out and the Remainers in order to set the stage for a new Brexit vote that will keep Great Britain enslaved to the European Central Bank and to Brussels. Now, we keep hearing that other member states of the European Union are thinking about leaving, are in serious trouble, and the new one here is Austria. Apparently, their government is on the verge of collapse due to a shock resignation. And there's going to be a new election, but it could bring a sovereignty Eurosceptic ruler into power. And it was triggered after Vice Chancellor Reinhold Mitterlehner resigned, which triggered calls for a new election. And in a new election, the far-right Freedom Party, which is Euroskeptic, is probably going to win, unless they go on in and start tearing up the ballots and stealing the ballots there as well, which obviously we're seeing that's a pattern here. Okay, story coming out of shtfplan.com. The map the media doesn't want you to see. Nations with the most refugees have the most terror attacks. Admit it, you're not surprised. And we're seeing the globalists, instead of dealing with the fact that this open border are bringing in terroristic individuals, trying to get us to say, well, terrorism is just a normal part of life now. You shouldn't get upset. It's just an accepted part of the background. And we don't understand why you're making such a fuss. Yeah, we're going to make a fuss. All right, we've got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we take some phone calls, interesting little story coming out of Great Britain. Apparently, there's an epidemic of knife attacks that have claimed 11 victims in 2 weeks. This is apparently a 17-year-old was stabbed to death in northwest London over the weekend. Gee, I thought when they banned the guns, that meant everybody would be safe and there'd be no more death in the streets. Wow, that's weird. I mean, you know, Britain, they've been disarmed and still people are dying, which tells you it was never the guns. It's the violent individual, and they're going to commit violence with whatever's at hand. A knife, a beer bottle. Great Britain actually mounted a project to develop a shatterproof beer mug because of all the facial lacerations that were occurring in pubs arising out of fights here. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to comment on the living situation.
Hello? Okay, let's go to Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, aloha. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I just wanted to call in about your show Monday, third hour. We had a caller call in about Nikola Tesla, Edward
yes.
Leedscalion, and he left off a name, Edgar Casey, the Sleeping Prophet.
That, I don't think, was really relevant to the discussion that we were having, which was mostly about electricity and radio. Okay?
Okay. Well, yeah, but one other thing, too, is he made a claim that they all lived around the same time. They all died within about 4 years of each other, as I can remember. But, I mean, they were three outstanding people.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily connected or significant, and in any event, discussions about Edgar Casey, that's something that would be more appropriate over at Jeff Rentz. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Get on back to the news here. This one actually made the corporate media. I just saw it on Fox News here. Apparently, there was this illegal immigrant who has been deported 15 times. Constantino Banda Acosta, he's a 38-year-old Mexican citizen. He's been deported 15 times. The last time was only last January. He comes right across the border. Apparently got in a car, was driving drunk, ran a stop sign in San Ysidro, and has given a 6-year-old boy a fractured skull. So, again, every nation on earth has a right to decide who does and does not come into that country to make sure that person is going to be a benefit to their society. That's just common sense. And these open border, new world order, global government people, they're so in love with their dream of a borderless world, they don't care how ordinary people pay the price for it. Look over in Europe, where they're starting to say, well, rapes by the Muslim refugees aren't really rape because they don't know any better. They should learn. They're in a European country that has rape laws. We've got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.